I'm here with my grandfather, and we're doing an interview. Say hi, Grandpa. Grandpa. Okay, Grandpa. So tell me where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
I grew up in Snake Creek, west of Midway, about 3 or 4 miles, up in the high country. And mountains around 4,000 feet high, 11,000 feet. So, in high country.
Where'd you go to school?
Went to Midway School, 6th grade Midway, and then transferred to Heber City in the 7th grade to 12th and graduated when I was 17.
Awesome. Did you like it?
I wrestled. I was in track, baseball, and wrestling.
What was your favorite one? Your favorite sport?
Wrestling.
Because
I almost took state. But the kid, I beat him where he beat him once. And I was ahead of him again. And in the referee's position, he flipped back and hit me in the nose and broke my nose and took me out. And they wouldn't let me finish wrestling. I was sure I would have went on and took state.
Wow. That's actually pretty cool. What jobs did you have when you were like a teenager?
I worked on my dad's farm and ranch. We had cattle and cows and I used to go every evening. Spent about at least 2 hours on the average a night, a day, 7 days a week on a horse.
Whoa.
Me and my dog and my horse.
Did you have a nickname, like, in school or, like, anything like that?
They used to call me Squirrel because I was so fast and I could go underneath their legs and be gone before they'd even blink an eye. And I was awful little then, only weighed about 90 pounds.
Whoa. I wish I could weigh 90 pounds. That'd be awesome. What was your favorite job that you had?
On the farm, right?
Or just whenever.
Horses and hunting and climbing.
What lessons has working taught you?
To look ahead and make sure you look on both sides of the fence before you make your decision.
Tell me about the love of your life.
The love of my life was horses in the high country. Climbing.
That's awesome. Who is your favorite horse?
Pumpkin Buttons. An old gray dun colored horse. He was an appendix register. He had a little bit of throw a bit in him. But he was the one that taught me how to be a jockey.
Awesome. Did you like being a jockey?
I loved it. I loved every minute of it.
Awesome.
After 12 years of riding, I rode a good 3,000 head of horses, and I won over 400 races. That's just first, that's not counting seconds and thirds.
Wow.
And so, then when I got hurt, then I thought I'd better hang it up.
Mm-hmm.
The jockeys killed east and west both.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to love to ride. And the last 5 years of my riding, I got my pilot's license. I used to fly to all the race meets. And the trainers and the owners would come and pick me up and pick us up, as I say, me and my wife. And the last 3 years, I take Travis and Lynn with us.
Awesome.
Yeah, there
you go. Did you enjoy, like, having them come to the races and things like that?
My family?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I wanted them to be there.
What was it like when you found out you were going to be a father? A father.
Oh, had to be a boy. And it was. My patriarchal blessing told me that if I live in my right, and be blessed with the offspring of four, not four, but boys, Canaan and Amon. And so, that's what I had, four boys.
How do you want to be remembered? Remembered. Like, how do you want people to remember you?
Oh, they remember the good side.
Can you tell me any, like, classic family stories or any classic jokes?
I used to love, I loved to hunt, and I loved to go grouse hunting, and I'd take off and go out, and because I just, when I start climbing, why I never would worry about how my lungs were, just keep going. You think about where the grass were and where I'm going to hunt there, forget about how steep it was or anything like that. But she says, you better take your boys with you, because when they graduate from school, they'll be gone. And it was like slapping me in the face. I thought, you know, that's right. So from then on, I started taking boys with me hunting, and climbing especially. I took Clint up, and he climbed the Little Matterhorn, American Fort Canyon, and me and Chris went and climbed it, and then me and Clint went down the White Horse. There was three passes, White Pine, Red Pine, and Maybird Gulch. There were three great big enormous basins where they used to mine the canyon, and we took Clint and back up there and climbed up over the top of Red Pine and down the White Pine, and it was just a steep, we didn't know just about how we were going to go down through it. Well, when we got to the bottom and turned around and looked up, we were, both of us, just quiet as a ghost, because we didn't come down through there. We couldn't have come down through there without ropes, you know? But we did, come right down through just like it was a bunch of little mice, just we did also climbing Timpanogos. We came down through her throat.
And I brought my jacket.
So climbing up on that little lake in the Quantop and the Quantop and go back down the same trail. We went along the trail, went over and down into her throat.
You don't want to get that.
And then got there and it was in about a big ledge. Dropped down about probably 30 or 40 feet. And I had to look over and see there was a crack in the going down the same way. And you put your back against the crack, one side of the crack, your feet against the other side of the crack, and it was about, a good 2 feet and 30 inches wide. And we just inched our way down to that way.
That's awesome.
So it's for fun. We've done a lot of things like that together.
What was your, like, favorite hunting trip that you ever went on?
Me and Susie. Just been married in August. This was in October, and we were hunting deer, and about then the mule deer were just kind of stink, and the quad and the rain, I always call them the squirrel deer, they're small, they're a bit smaller than the monarch deer, and we went hunting with Joe Hoover, Joe Dean Hoover, and we rode up, let's go up there and we'll just ride around and we'll go up down Berryberry Ranch or somewhere, just look around. Then we got there, looked around, and we was on our way back, and all of a sudden over in Caribou, they started shooting us a shell over 30 times. I said, the reason, don't really do that, is just upset everybody, they get excited. I was just looking across over onto Rochester, there's a big mountain. And I spotted that deer, big old buck. The old mule jumped out, he was a good 400 yards away from us. A good 450 yards. And I could see the horns, just as big as can be, in that distance. So he was a nice big buck. I said, we scared him. He's getting out of there. And so ride it. At the same time, there's one, Joe, that big one. And I threw a shell back into the chamber of the rifle, threw it up, and I had a scope on my 3.9 variable scope. And I threw it up on his head as he was taking his jump through the street, and I pulled it in front of his nose and the top of his ears and pulled the trigger. And then when he did the next jump, he landed and then went end over end. And I went over, we ran over and got him. And he was dead when we got there, and it shot him right through the bottom of his neck. Something was that. And he weighed 237 pounds. He's a big old mule deer. And we thought he was just, he said, oh, we gotta go drag Maine and watch everybody wreck. And he about did. The first person we went by, they looked at the point, look at that, you know, look at that thing over there. He had the tailgate down so everybody could see his horns. His horns come up even over the back of the truck bed. And so he was 6 points, 7 feet big old head, about a 4 inches brush hook. Big old brush ups on. He was the old dealer in this. And after about 30 years, I had to take him over. They asked me to come visit, use him for in Park City for all these big old deer that had been shot. And even though it was my deer, I still, he had the taxidermist done a beautiful job. It was stuff from his neck, from the bottom of his neck, his breast, up. His neck and his head. He kind of has a slight turn and looking at you. And he had a beautiful job. He looks like he's alive. And I thought he looked better than anyone in there. And then I thought, well, I hadn't quite had him scored. And I said, no, I'll have to have it done off for the heck of it to see how far I got. Oh, I missed. Being in the Boone Caucus but by 2 points. And after that many years, why? If I'd have put him in then when I got him, he'd have went in and worried all. That long line. He shrunk. I wanted to shrunk. That was quite the time.
The funniest story you can remember, like growing up, what's the funniest moment you can remember? What is your favorite memory?
I know one time. We had a good friend. Well, he was the one that I used his airplane to get my license in. And he took us up in Sundance. They call it Sundance then. Timpton. And now they call it Sundance. They had a that was in the early spring, and so it was up there. He said, we have a friend that has a cabin up there, and we're going to stay overnight. So we had all four of us went up there, and we just had a blast. He said, let's go over on the ski run and take our inner tubes and slide down on that. So we got on the inner tubes, and it was crusted then, just almost ice, the snow. It was mountain that fast. And we'd get going, we'd come off some of those hills, and the rubber on that tire, it just sings, it's loud, and then we get going so fast and so far, that it heat up the bottom of the tube, and start burning the tube up. How fast we get going. We try to stop it, instead of trying to stop. We had a lot of fun like that.
Sounds like fun. Well, is there anything else you want to tell me about your life?
Got four beautiful sons, and the things worked out real good for me, and I'm very happy and very proud. I've been through a lot. A lot. But I'm still here. So.
Must have been worth something, right?
Must have been worth something. Somebody's been watching over me. Oh, I spent a year in Vietnam and I can come within a quarter of an inch of being killed with my rifle with blood on my hand and the shrapnel that hit off a booby trap. A kid in front of me set the booby trap off. An explosion that kicked me back over backwards, inwards. And I reached up and grabbed the M16 and I've got a prick on my finger and brought some blood. And with a piece of the shrapnel went through the foreguard, arm guard, and melted that little aluminum shield to the barrel. And the way I had it packed, if I'd have moved one way or another, it would have missed everything right in my stomach.
Whoa.
And that would have probably went through me in a bit. And the medic told me, he says, we didn't have any choppers, medevacs to get you out for hours. So you probably bled to death.
Whoa.
So, and the time was the bamboo viper snakes, they called them. Three-step Charlie. They wouldn't strike like a rattlesnake, but they'd bite you.
Oh, no.
When they bit you, you'd take about three steps and be in. That's how fast that the venom was. They're a little long. I did like a magic marker, about that size. The long, colored, they just blended right in with the grass and the trees and the weeds and kind of ugly green looking things. I hear them buggers. And then I'm like, and I was going to go in, went to a sponsor hat like that. And I told the captain, I said, we're better not go down there. There's something in there. I don't want to go in there. I said, there's something that's in that hole. He said, oh, wow. And he called in the demolition boys and they came over and checked it all out. And there was some snakes in there.
Oh, no.
So and it would be dark before you could bit us before we could get the lights and that going on, you know.
Yeah.
And then now when I was walking along, just rode down. Checked the road out for landmines, and we had convoy going through. And I had my plotting equipment that I used for my plotting my 381 mortar rounds, mortar guns. And I thought, I'll just get in the back of that truck and ride it, and I'll sit there walking. And I kept telling myself that, and I couldn't get myself to move. I was like I was talking to the wall. And you know, I just look at it and. Well, let's go get in. And all the time I said, why? What am I telling myself to do it? And I won't do it. And just then, the truck is missed the mine. And the back line dual hit the landmine on it. And it blew that truck up about 2 feet in the air, the back end of it. And so, if I'd have went when I wanted to, I'd have been getting in that truck or in it, the back of it. And I'll tell you, all three times I fell to my knees and thanked someone.
Yeah.
Because it was just those three times and then the end for me. And so I know somebody likes me. The Holy Ghost and my guardian angel was watching over.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're lucky.
I'm glad they were keeping an eye on you.
I came home and had them four wonderful boys and the two little wives. Got made.
Yeah. Apple pie life, right?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for letting me interview you.
Gotcha.
Learned a lot. Love you, Grandpa.
You, man.